This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and I'm joined now by investigative reporter Lee Williams. How are you doing, sir?
I've got one you will not believe.
Okay.
Now, I know you've been doing this for a while.
Yes.
But you simply won't believe this one. I didn't when I was first told about it. It took me a while. Last week, just down the road in Punta Gorda, Florida,
right,
a judge told Lisa Merrick that if she didn't renounce her Second Amendment rights, give up her Florida concealed weapon or firearm license, or basically her carry permit, and remove all firearms and every single round of ammunition from her home, her husband was going to go to prison.
Her husband?
If she did all that, basically, and she wasn't charged with anything, Bill.
Right.
She was not a defendant. But if she failed to comply, her husband could have served 19 months in a state prison. If she complied and told the judge that she'd get rid of all the guns, he would walk out a free man and be sentenced to probation. Here's a direct quote. "You have a choice," the judge told her, "your husband or your guns." To which she replied, "Can I have a minute?" it just boggles the mind what some of these activists in black robes will do. You know what I mean?
I do. How is that even legal?
It's not. Mr. Merrick, her husband, Ralph, he's 60 years old. He used to work for the DOT. He fell off a truck, injured his back years ago. This is according to his son. He became addicted to pain pills.
Right.
But after, which, I mean, there by the grace of God go you and I.
Right.
And everybody else. And then Florida is one of the states to make it more difficult to obtain prescription painkillers, so he turned to street drugs. His son said of his father that he is the face of the opiate crisis.
Nice.
I'll just let that sink in.
Yeah.
In April of last year, his addiction, he had a crisis, okay? Charlotte County deputies were sent to his home at like 1:38 in the morning. At the report of shots fired, they got there and they found that the home across the street had been shot at twice. And he'd also shot taillight out of a Mercury Montego. I don't think that's a crime. But they found 19 shell casings, 40 cal and 45. And they seized 3 handguns.
Okay.
When they got him to the hospital, and they found, quote, numerous illegal drugs in a system, including cocaine.
Right.
Several neighbors said that he was the shooter. They saw him walking around with a gun. He was charged with felony, shooting into a vehicle or a dwelling, and a misdemeanor, criminal mischief under 200. They took all the guns at that point from his home, not just the 3 that were used in the shooting. And like a lot of people, he had a lot of antiques and collectibles, including a very rare Colt 1911. I don't know all the particulars on that, but it's worth a bit of money.
Sure.
And he had a match pair of .357 Magnum revolvers with consecutive serial numbers.
Wow.
Now, here's an important point. 5 of the guns that they took belonged to his wife, Lisa, and 3 of them belonged to their son, Thomas, neither of whom were ever accused of any crime.
Isn't that a 14th Amendment violation?
Yeah. Fast forward to last week. They went to the judge. Prosecutors had a no-jail plea deal. in which he'd be sentenced to 10 years of probation, but that the 10 years can be reduced down to 5.
Right.
If he completed a treatment program, attended AA meetings or NA meetings regularly, and made restitution.
Sure.
Then the judge said, and quoting the wife, the judge told her husband that he couldn't have a single gun in their home whatsoever. And the wife said she kind of made a face, you know. So the judge called her up and put her on the stand and swore her in. Remember, she's not a defendant.
Right.
Okay. And the judge told her that she could never own a gun ever again in her life. She'd have to get rid of her carry permit, and said, you've got a choice, your husband or your guns. I mean, she can't even, he took away all my Second Amendment rights, she told me.
Yeah.
She's scared to go get the guns because if she picks them up, does her husband go to prison? So now, you know, judges never respond to questions about a case.
Well, okay.
Ever.
So let me just ask you a question. Doesn't whatever the judge finds, doesn't it have to be in concert with whatever the law is?
Yeah, kind of that.
Yeah.
Kind of that. So I bugged the judge, and he went to his spokesperson. He wouldn't interview with me. I'm sorry, sir. I won't defend the indefensible. But he did send a statement over. The court became aware that Mrs. Merrick had a concealed weapons permit and may have weapons stored in the home, which would subject Mr. Merrick to a violation of probation and potentially going to prison. Judge McPhee was taking the necessary time to ensure that Ms. Merrick understood the terms of the attorney's negotiated plea, and if she was in objection, then the court would not accept this plea. Ms. Merrick was in agreement with the plea deal and pledged not to have any weapons in the home shared with Mr. Merrick, a convicted felon. Now, I went to Eric Friday, who's one of my go-to attorney gurus here in the state, probably one of the best Second Amendment litigators in the state, if not the best. And like he pointed out, it's real simple. And Mr. Merrick's family has a right to continue to own guns as long as he's not in possession. Their son even bought him a gun safe with one key, not a combination, a keyed gun safe. I mean, this kid, he said the judge was anti-gun from the start. That the judge told his mom that if it was up to him, he'd go to jail for a long time and all their guns would be locked up. I rest my case.
You know, I remember this quite well. G. Gordon Liddy,
yeah,
was a felon, and when he was released from prison, of course, as a convicted felon, he could not own any guns. However, Mrs. Liddy could.
Right.
And I mean, he got on national radio and said, well, Mrs. Liddy, of course, she has plenty of guns and I keep them clean. And of course, they're always in pristine condition and ready to use. And he did that over the radio. Nobody ever said anything about that. You know, being related to somebody that gets in trouble with the law, that's heretofore not been a thing where they can disarm you, too.
Right. Right. And I'm finding out about more couples where one of the spouses is a convicted felon, and you just have to take steps that guns are not in their possession.
Right.
And one key to a safe is a pretty easy way to do that. But man, so anyway, you know, I'm a member of a couple of pretty good pro gun groups.
Well, I tell you what, hold this thought, because we're coming up on the break. We'll continue this into the next segment. Lee Williams is an investigative reporter of quite some chops. First of all, everything seems to be in life at the gunwriter.substack.com. Then from there, he sort of branches out as he goes along. And, you know, he's out there with Armed American News, which is a collaboration between he and Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. And he is the lone investigative reporter in the Investigative Reporter Project at Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back, talking to Lee Williams. We were just talking about a judge who said you can pick your husband or your guns. And so I guess she got backed into a corner and had to pick her husband.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I work with a couple of good groups. I'm on the board of Florida Carry, which is the statewide pro-gun group, and of course, Second Amendment Foundation. And I got to tell you, the guys at Florida Carry are not pleased by this, nor should they be. We we look at things. It takes us a while to get going. Let's just say that this case has raised a few issues. One, because it's in our state. And two, I mean, this woman has clearly been robbed of her, oh, let's just say Second Amendment rights, Fifth Amendment rights, because this is a taking, 14th Amendment. And I could go on. So these activist judges, and then to put it in writing, like he so eloquently did, the minute I saw there was a statement coming in, Bill, I'm like, okay, yeah, I got this guy, because judges never comment. But his conduct was so outside the pale, so far and away from what the law says, he had to say something.
Right.
But yeah, I'm not pleased by this happening here in Florida. And here's the big question: when you run into some cat like this, how many times has this happened before?
Now, in Florida, are judges elected or appointed?
This man was appointed by Governor DeSantis to fill a vacancy left by a retiring judge. However, they are retained by the voters every time their term comes around.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, we usually elect them, but they. It's an old boys club to some degree. So when a judge is usually thinking about retiring, somehow they always find a very similar guy to come in and fill the vacancy. And then they usually end up getting retained. This judge, however, has clearly shown he's no friend of the Second Amendment or the Fifth Amendment or a bunch of other ones, probably. So I would hope that the good voters down in Punta Gorda will keep this in mind when this judge's term is up and when he's has to run to be retained. Because we can't have guys like this on the bench.
No. So typically with a gun rights organization, it's pretty thin just because of the size, right? Is Florida Carry, are they big enough to be able to go down there? And when the next time this guy is up for re-election, are they big enough to go down there and remember this and say, okay, we got to go campaign against this cat?
Yeah, by all means. We have the membership and the wherewithal. And more importantly, it's the right thing to do. So I think we're going to be raising a bit of a ruckus. But in the meantime, I think somebody needs to contest what His Honor did. Because this is not legal, man. And I say again, don't you wonder how many times this has happened before and how many times he has stripped people of their Second Amendment rights? Now, we got involved, we being Florida Carry, got heavily involved in our state's quest for unlicensed carry. And thanks to the help of a lot of other gun groups, we were victorious. But this is the type of conduct is I don't think we've ever done anything like it, because no judge has been in the past this stupid to do this in an open courtroom and get caught. So yeah, we're looking at options right now, would be my official position on that, because this is patently wrong.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is that whole legislating for the bench to a whole other level there, where you're just making it. I mean, I would think there would have to have been a precedent for that somewhere, where you get up there and, I mean, you're penalizing the entire family for the crime of one person.
Well, the last time that the state of Florida disarmed folks, they were blacks, and it was immediately following the Civil War.
Right.
Florida passed a law prohibiting folks of color from owning Winchester repeating rifles, because they were using them to good effect, not raiding plants, but also their horses.
Right.
So, yeah, we're taking a hard look at this. I hope to have some news about that in the near future, because this is damn wrong, man.
That's horrible.
And, yeah, like
that's,
you said,
it's an aberration of justice. It's not even a miscarriage of justice. It's an aberration of justice. It's completely. That's not the way that's supposed to work at all.
No. And like you said, I mean, there are guys who will legislate from the bench, and we see that occasionally here, but this is a whole new level of that, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And here in Florida, you know, their kid is a great guy. What happened to their dad could happen to anybody,
right?
Who gets hurt. So, and he's embarrassed as hell, you know.
Well, you know, the medical, that particular thing, that's all about the medical profession and all that other stuff. That's their fault. And it is so bad. They did it so bad. When I had a heart attack and they cracked my chest down the middle and sawed it and rolled it back and everything to, pulled back the hood. You know what they sent me home with for pain?
Oh, God. It was Tylenol?
Ibuprofen.
Oh, good Lord.
And when I would actually ask them for something, the only thing they would give me for pain was Oxycontin.
Yeah, which not a fun ride.
I can't handle it. I mean, with me, with Oxycontin, I took it twice. And then I was just like, no, I'll just hurt. Because, I mean, yeah. I would sit there. Because you're upright. You don't get to lay back. Because if you lay back, you can't get back up because you can't use your arms. I'd be sitting there and I would go to sleep. And I would feel my face grimacing. And the dreams that you have on that stuff, good Lord.
Yeah,
it's like The Shining. So I didn't take too much of it, and so that's not. But they would never give me anything between those two.
Mm.
And there's nothing, when you have that happen, you know that you every time you move the where they've wired you back together, that grinds against each other. And that hurts. I mean, one time they rolled me over right after it happened, and I couldn't catch my breath enough to scream. I'm just laying there going. They gave me my pillow.
Unless you've been in chronic pain,
yeah.
you have no idea what that does to you.
Yeah.
You know, these people that can't understand why somebody would get addicted have never suffered from chronic pain.
Yeah.
The pain that never goes away.
Yeah. Well, hang on for me if you will.
You got it.
We're talking to Lee Williams. He is the gunwriter.substack.com. That's well worth your time. When you go there, it will give you a chance to subscribe to this. So every time he publishes something, which is often, and everything Lee writes, you're not going to see anybody else. Everybody else is going to copy his article or reprint his article. But Lee is cutting the trail. When he puts an article out there, nobody else has written about this just yet. So he's actually doing very serious investigative reporting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
USA News Update. Maine authorities are still hunting for a suspected mass shooter. Last night, a gunman opened fire inside a Lewiston bowling alley and bar, resulting in 18 fatalities and 13 injuries. Among the wounded, three are in critical condition. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Ruby Chen of New York City urged lawmakers to do everything in their power to secure the release of his 19-year-old son and the other 200 hostages.
We live in this bizarre universe of not knowing if our loved one is alive, dead, being taken care of. What did he eat? Where did he sleep?
Chen's son was taken captive by Hamas during their deadly ambush on October 7th. President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democratic respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load, and now we're going to shift gears, and we're going to get with writer at American Thinker and the CEO of InvestUSA.org, that being Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's always a privilege to be on your show, and thank you for what you're doing for helping to bring conservative common sense back to America.
Well, we finally see some white smoke coming out of the chimney now. We have a speaker. Tell me what you think about him.
Yeah, moments ago, Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, was sworn into the office of the Speakership of the House. A very great, fantastic speech. The reason why I say he gave a great and fantastic speech is because of the fact that he espoused the conservative values, as he so eloquently put it, that have built this nation into what it has been for the last 247 years. And because we have parted from those principles and values, we have become a mess. And if ever there was a time when we needed to return, it's now. And the reason why he made such a profound statement is, you know, when you take a look at globally where we're at, with Egypt, Hamas, now Hezbollah, when he's in the middle, and of course Turkey. Now his president coming on, which is of course one of our allies,
right?
But Turkey not coming on and saying that they support Hamas and as great liberators for the Palestinian people.
Oh yeah.
So the rhetoric is turning up. We know, you know, that now Iran is playing, I use that word lightly, playing with American troops that are still stationed over in Iraq by sitting over drones and trying to fire upon American personnel. Of course, back in our day, quite frankly, you know, we would have never tolerated anything like that. We would have not let somebody else, you know, go over there and drop some pliers, shall we say. We would have viewed it as a direct threat, a direct challenge to American personnel,
yeah.
which it is, and to American sovereignty. And we would have said, boy, step aside, we'll handle this problem.
Yeah.
But with this administration, they're all talk, nothing else. So we don't expect anything different than that. But it was great to hear the speaker say that we need conservative principles and values. One of the things that's great about that, for the topic that you and I talk about quite often, Bill, is Mike understands the need for law and order in this country. He understands the need to make sure our law enforcement are funded and have the necessary equipment that they need. Not just from one of the boys that are still out there now, but for the thousands that we have lost over the last couple of years. And you can't fight a fierce battle, as we're having, for law and order in this country when you keep losing your troops. Really hard to do.
Yeah.
So we're encouraged that Mike would acknowledge that in his acceptance speech as the Speaker of the House. And we're hopeful that we'll begin to get some respect and some assistance out of Congress instead of disrespect and the stabbing behind the back that we've gotten for the last few years from this Democratic administration.
Well, I hope Mr. Johnson will take that pulpit that he's got now, and somebody needs to ascend to leadership to make the case for why Republicans should be in charge, which, I mean, I have a hard time doing it myself with some of these yahoos that we have put in charge of some of these things, but it is infinitely better than anything the Democrats got in charge. I mean, wherever the Democrats go, I mean, if they're in charge, sooner or later, we're going to be in a shooting war here amongst ourselves.
We are. Well, I think it's interesting, Bill, and certainly I'm be glad to bring it up. Not too many people want to say this.
Right.
But, you know, here's looking and analyzing what happened in the speaker's race and, you know, in the House of Representatives. We have those that criticize Matt Gaetz by saying he created chaos for 3 weeks. You know, nothing got done. He didn't have a speaker. What did you accomplish? Great question. But here is the answer, Bill. We sent a clear message to the rhinos, Republican in name only, to the moderates, that it would only be business as usual. By instilling Mike in as a speaker, Mike has very strong conservative values. What do we mean by that definition?
Right.
He knows that one of the ways you destroy this country, you bankrupt it. Congress has been an expert at bankrupting America. So he will make sure that instead of having one massive appropriations bill that nobody has any idea what's in it, that raises the debt by another $2 or $3 billion or $1 trillion, he will make sure that there are individual appropriations bills. And so we will know what's being funded and how much and whether it's necessary or not. There won't be any more of this $2 billion underwater basketry weaving studies funded by the federal government.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, I mean,
we're going to now get some accountability.
Well, I mean, some of the, you're talking about the $100 billion basket he's trying to get rammed through. I mean, some of that is to fund the Ukrainian pension program.
Isn't that amazing?
When did we get in that business?
You know, when you look at it, here's what's so insulting. I was just on the previous show mentioning this. You have a president that says, I support Israel, we have your back. But yet in this appropriations bill, and not letting Israel use any of that money for defense.
Right.
The money Israel gets has to be used for humanitarian aid to the Gaza people. In other words, funnel that money from Israel through to the Palestinian who are turning around and using it to come across your border and pillage your people. How the audacity of this president to do that is mind-boggling.
Right.
But yeah. You are definitely right about, you know, in that sense, Bill. I mean, it is, I think it has been a great payoff. Even though we had 3 weeks of frustration, people were saying that Republicans look like idiots and can't seem to get a speaker together, get one, and gets knocked back down. But at the end of the day, we now have a speaker, not a speaker-elect, a speaker.
Right.
Mike Johnson, who has tremendously strong conservative principles. He's not one that says he's a conservative and then votes for the Democrats. He has principles and he has backbone. And you're going to see Congress now operate in a whole different way, which is why it took so long to get a speaker. Because the rhinos didn't want to concede that point. Or a point you just made, talking about the money going to Ukraine.
Right.
I think Americans are so tired of funding other people's borders and other people's wars. Why does Congress do it? You know, you and I talked about this on the show last time, Bill. If you look at that money, because remember, we don't trace it. Once the money leaves us, we don't hold them accountable. But if you look in between the lines, if you really study it, you'll see that a lot of that money goes to organizations or industries that, in turn, make a lot of contributions to politicians and their families. And so it's a payback. That's why they want to make sure it continues to get funded. Hey, they don't want their money cutting off either.
Yeah, well.
What a shame.
What a shame. So when we get back, we're going to talk about that. We're coming up on the next break. We're going to discuss the border, because the border is one thing that needs to be approached right now. And maybe Johnson is the guy. I mean, maybe Johnson is the guy that elevates and changes things. Maybe we need a Johnson in the Senate. I don't know. It's the Senate leader as well. We need to find whoever that is. Michael Letts, he is a writer at American Thinker. And he also is the CEO at investusa.org, where he has given out well over 11,000 protective vests to law enforcement and canine law enforcement. No small feat. And that's ongoing. That'll change next week. The numbers will change next week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Michael Letts from American Thinkers, CEO at InvestUSA.org. Let's talk about the border. I remember a time where I was reading about the Border Patrol where they had such a lack of weapons that not all of them could carry an AR-15. There wasn't enough of those to go around. They had to share. That's a disgrace. Yeah, that's a disgraceful predicament to be in when we have, you know, the IRS has more armed agents than the ATF does.
Well, you know, the sad part about it, Bill, is just what you said. It is they don't place any value on American life, do they?
No.
They want to ensure that we don't have the ability to defend ourselves, that we lose the ability to control our destiny, that we are no better than any other third world country, and that we are controlled by China and Russia and communist ideology, or better yet for them, because China and Russia, I'm sure, are aware of this. They just haven't given it much thought, is the fact that what they really want is to be controlled by Islam and caliphate all across or Muslim caliphate.
Well,
and that's where they're headed. That's what they're trying to do, America. And that's what they're doing. With the systems they're now trying to do, gun control, et cetera. But I think one analogy that just strikes home from what I'm talking across the country to America is, everybody saw the graphic, tremendous destruction that Hamas did in targeting innocent civilians. Nobody realized that Israel had one of the most toughest gun control measurements in the world.
Yeah.
2%, only 2% of their population were armed. And as soon as this happened, they had an emergency session of the Security Council, the parliament in Israel, and revoked every one of those measures and went a step further, came out and said, we encourage every Israeli citizen to own a firearm and know how to use it. And they're actually putting together programs to help Israeli citizens learn how to use them, know where to buy them, and know how to get the proper training for them. Isn't that an amazing thing? And you'll notice on the West, when I talk about the West, about the U.S., not a word is being said about that in American media today.
No. No, it isn't. Yeah. And right now, you know, let me ask you a question. When we're talking about the border, the reason to secure the border is because of what's come across the border. We know what's come across the border. We know what is priming itself. We know that there's going to be some sort of an attack, some sort of a horrific terrorist attack here inside the United States. Now, that's I don't even know if I'd call that an educated guess. We've known this was coming for some time. When this happens, here's my question to you. Now, right now, in New York City, for example, they're blaming Biden, I guess the Democrats as well, for the migrant crisis, the illegal immigrant crisis that's afflicting New York right now. If one of these attacks were to unfold in one of these blue gun-free havens, do you think
there's no way they can contain it.
Well, there's no way they can contain it, but what happens with the people? What happens with the people in there? I mean, I've long said that they deserve the government they vote in, except now what they voted in is, it's going to be painful. It's going to probably make the Paris attack look like a day at Romper Room.
I would agree.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the sad part about that, Bill, is what you're saying is it's not just the people who use New York as an example. They're extended families, people all across the country being hurt by what's occurring there. And frustration is it could all have been avoided. It can be avoided. I'm talking about right here for what's fixing to happen in the future. If you had the right leadership and the right policies, common sense. You know, I'll tell you about Israel, only 2% of their population was armed. And here was their defense to begin with before Hamas happened. Why does anybody need to be armed? We have a soldier with an M16 on almost every street corner. So, they're safe. What did they ever find out? That doesn't work, didn't they? I mean, nothing against the soldiers. I'm not saying they didn't try to do their job.
Right.
But that argument got shot down. And you hear that oftentimes here on the Democratic side. You know, the citizens don't need armor. You've got the military. You've got law enforcement. That's all that's needed. That was quickly proven this last incident. That is not an accurate statement. People need to be able to defend themselves, which is why we had the Second Amendment to begin with.
Well, I looked at three examples. I looked at Britain, I looked at Ukraine, and I looked at Israel. And it's like the lesson is continually taught and then summarily forgotten.
Yeah, that's a very powerful statement you just made there, Bill.
Yeah.
How many times do you have to get knocked upside the head for finally to sink in? Back on what we were talking about on the borders, you know, one of the things that Speaker Johnson and Mike had said was this will be a top priority of this House. Interesting when you're watching this speech, when he said this will be a top priority to protect the American people, we must do something to secure our borders. The entire right-hand side, which is where the Republicans were sitting, stood up with standing ovation and continual applause. The left-hand side, which is where the Democrats sit, not a single one stood up.
Well, of course not.
Not a single clap.
Of course not.
And you're sitting there wondering, how can you not applaud protecting American citizens? That just, I don't understand the logic behind that. He didn't, in that particular line, he didn't say, we're going to build the wall, we're going to not build the wall. He said, we're going to address the border and protect the American people. Not a single one of them wanted to hear that. And where we know we're at today is, you know, just yesterday, you know, we picked up 8 on the terrorist watch list that were attempting to cross into the border.
Right.
The southern border. They were from Iran. They were from ISIS. They were from the Taliban. And they were from Hamas. Remember now, we've talked about this on your show before, that's 8 that we catch. We only catch about 10 to 20% across. The rest of them all dieways. So how many, let's just say we caught 8? What, maybe conservative, we could have said 30, 40, maybe more. Got through in one day alone yesterday.
Right.
The terrorists across us, and then once they get in, you know, they go to terrorist cells all across the country. I think the one thing that concerns me in the intelligence reports that we're getting, you know, is that they understand we just don't want to go to New York City or to Atlanta or to L.A., big population, make a big explosion. We do want to do that. But we want to target some smaller communities, bedrock communities, bedroom communities, so that the perception is there is no place that's safe in America. They want to sow See, it's part of the liberal democratic ideology. Remember I said in there, defund the police movement was to create violent crime escalating so that you're scared. They portray that the law enforcement is incapable. So let the Fed step in and we will bring down violent crime. Same situation here. They want the terrorist organizations to make you feel not just unsafe in New York, but unsafe in the country. And then the federal government will come in and say, never fear, we're here. We're going to provide the security for this country. And that means a national police force. And they're going to try to betray what Israel did. You don't need a gun because you're going to have people on every other street going to have a gun. So you're safe. We're going to confiscate yours instead. And that's just going to, history will repeat itself because Israel learned the hard way a couple weeks ago. They'll never do that again, I can assure you that.
Yeah, I would not think so. We're about to run out of time. Find Michael's stuff. These, and a lot of the things that we talk about are all based on articles he's written at American Thinker. You need to find him on American Thinker. Most of the time he's in the right-hand column. And the stuff is very, it's full of critical thinking and it is thought-inducing. And that's the hallmark of a really good write. Thank you for joining me today, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. ReinvestUSA.org. Go to the website and donate. Help him with his mission of making sure that all law enforcement has a vest because they all need a vest because, we didn't even get to that part about what's going to happen. We'll cover that another day, though. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Extend your life with
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.